You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's Friday, and we're taking a look back at the week.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai. I was definitely really worried about it, but there was actually some encouraging news today. It depends how much stock you put in polls, but a new Washington Post ABC poll actually found that 67% of Americans are in favor of sanctions. And even when you ask the question and say, are you in favor if your gas price goes up? 51% say they are there. And I think we've all been doom scrolling. I know I have, and seen these horrible images of this invasion and of innocent people whose lives are being totally turned upside down. And it's hard not to sit here and think, you know, okay, nobody likes $4 gas, but am I willing to do $4 gas to save global democracy and to try to restore order in the world? I think when you put it that way to yourself, it's a little bit harder to not be willing to absorb a little bit of pain here for a much, much bigger gain in the world stage.
Yeah, so the technology sanctions were really remarkable, in my view. I mean, they were announced in concert with a bunch of different countries, the EU, Japan, Australia, the UK, and the administration estimated that they would affect about $50 billion of products, which is about a fifth of what Russia imports in a year. They will not have the biggest impact right away. Basically, what they do is freeze Russia's technology in its current state. If you're the Russian military or you're a shipping company or an aerospace company, you won't be able to get the newest chips, the newest laptops, new updates for your software, things like that. So over time, it would degrade the industrial base there, the military. But yeah, again, not much of an immediate impact from that. Yeah, I'm not sure if, you know, in a month they really will be taking that much effect. But, you know, they did target these very much at Russian elites, at the military, at strategic industries. The sanctions were really designed to try not to kind of hit ordinary people. They had a carve out for consumer products that Russians would buy, like phones or washing machines. And they also exempted, there are no sanctions on food or oil and gas as well, in part because that would definitely add to inflationary pressures.
There's definitely a risk of stagflation, but I think it's been amazing to see how resilient the U.S. economy has been so far. All these polls keep telling us that people are very gloomy and upset about inflation, but boy, did the people keep spending. The latest consumer spending data, I know you all run down the numbers and your listeners know numbers well. A strong consumer spending in January. We still, and the biggest number of all that's really heartening here is we do still have people have a lot of money in their bank accounts. So we saw some JP Morgan Chase data that shows that across the income spectrum, people's bank accounts are still much higher than they were pre-pandemic. Now, I will say the bottom 50% has been spending some of that excess savings down, so it's not going to last forever. But right now, it still looks more like boomflation than it does stagflation, at least in the United States. And that's why I think, you know, the Fed is ready to do these interest rate increases, because they still see the biggest risk as very overheated demand in many markets. Mm-hmm.
It's a really tricky question. So I consulted our NYT Fed expert, Gina Smilak, on this, and I was relieved to hear her say the answer here isn't at all straightforward, what the Fed should do. It's in a very tricky situation. So given, you know, how rapid inflation has been, how long lasting it's been, how broad based it's been, you know, the Fed is clearly still set up for interest rate increases this year. But today you saw markets pare back their expectations for a big rate increase in March. You could have, you know, disruptions in Ukraine, especially to gas, pushing peak inflation higher and keeping prices elevated longer. So you could end up in a situation where they have to hike more because of that in the long run. So you have a lot of, you know, complicating factors. And I think the Fed could be rethinking how many interest rates increases they want this year and whether a bigger than normal rate increase is warranted. Thanks, Kai.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.